Welcome everybody, Shiur number 941. We're learning today Le'ilo Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisel, Le'ilo Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Le'ilo Nishmas David Yosef Ben Yerachmiel. Getting back to our Malacha of Makkah Bepatish.
Okay, so we are trying to work our way through the various different Gezeres Midrabbanon in reference to Makkah Bepatish. Rabbinical restrictions in reference to Makkah Bepatish, Tekemana. We went through a whole bunch of them, Baruch Hashem, in reference to infusing smell. We spoke about music. We spoke about various different things. Okay, so we're just finishing off. It's a short subject. The subject of swimming. And we said the bottom line is, one is not supposed to go swimming on Shabbos, not in conjunction with the exercise so much, but the gezeira one might come to make a like a life preserver, these type of things. And the bottom line is, just to read again the lashon from the Sefer Lamedes Melachos, the prohibition, the isra on swimming in a river, a pond, extends to all situations. Even though we said lamaisa, bottom line is, if there's a little bit of a wall around, a little bit of a boundary around the swimming pool or whatever, possibly it would be okay. But the bottom line is, Chazal said, in general, even if one could wear a, let's say, some sort of a non-absorbent type of a garment where they won't come to squeeze it out, like a bathing suit, a plastic bathing suit, and there's no issues of squeezing hair, let's say, for example. But the bottom line is, there's a nevertheless a widely held custom, there's a minig, a minig halacha, the lemaisa, we don't do it, that not to immerse even in cold water for any purpose, for any other purpose than the mitzvah, in other words, like going to mikveh, but just to bathe, one to bathe even in cold water, take showers in cold water, all these things we don't do on Shabbos. So all these inyanim in reference to whereby the swimming, one will go swimming even in cold water and so on, even in a swimming pool, even where there's a boundary, we said in Bechlal, in general, we don't go swimming on Shabbos in all aspects.
So there's just one more gezeira interesting in reference to, in conjunction with the swimming, till we move on to the next one. And interesting, it doesn't come up too often, but it could come up sometimes in the summertime, people in the country. The Shulchan Aruch says, and it's important to keep it in the back of our minds, it says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed Tes, Sivav, Osir La'odam Lahoshit B'mayim, so you can have something, make something swim, make something float in the water. Let's say I'll put something in the water. Let's say there's a pond, right? Somebody has a pond or a river, but a small body of water, a pond, and I'll make something float over there. I'll put something in there to have it float. So that you're not allowed to do. So he gives an example, does the Mechaba, V'lochin k'samim shal p'nei hamayim, even not just that, but even if they're like chips of wood or whatever floating on the water, shal p'nei hamayim also lahavtzilan l'kan or l'kan k'dei l'nakas hamayim shiyu yofim. You can, to separate them, to move them here, move them back and forth in order to clear the water, to clean the water, to stop moving around these little chips that are floating. You're going to make them float to this side, float to that side. Some want to say it could be a question of barer also, barer separating, but be it as it may, you're not supposed to have items that are floating in the water to make them move around, not to put any items in the water to have them float around, and also if items are in the water, not to make them move back and forth, like these little chips or whatever it might be in the water. So the question is, why? I understand if I go swimming, right? If I go into the water swimming, so I know there's a gezeira, I might come to make this life preserver, whatever the case is. And since there's a gezeira's chazal across the board, and also we said that we don't go bathing in even cold water these days, so Zegzeres Chazal, so therefore good. So I don't go swimming on Shabbos in these inyanim. But what does this have to do so much with this gezeira as far as putting items into the water. Now, I'm not going to get into it. There's a whole different shaila of in a karmelis, but changing rishuya is putting something from one rishus to another. That's not the issue right now. Right now, the issue is just simply putting items into a water, even where there's an eruv, assuming that there's an eruv, right? Into a pond, into a river, whatever. So it says the mishibur and sifkat namagimel, shazel gam kem bechlal, hagezeira shaloi loshut peshav. It's the same thing that. So again, says Mishabur and Sifkatan Lamigimel, the same thing is included in the actions that are usur because of the decree, because of the gezeira that one can swim on Shabbos. And they might come to make the life preserver. It's all part of this same gezeira. But okay, so now it tells us the Mishnah Berurah says further, interesting is if katan la medalit v'cholza benahar. All this is in a river, a pond, or whatever. Avo b'kli, a brecha. Let's say somebody has like a, they have a kli, they have a utensil, a large utensil, or a pool, or something like that. Sheyesh lo sofa, that has a rim around it, right? It has a border around it. We said at least three tefachim high. So then we say loy gazru, that they were not gazru. So let's say somebody puts like in a bathtub or something along those lines, and the water is not up to the top, which usually it isn't. Then you have let's say three tefachim, or let's say even not, but you have some sort of a border. So you know, let's say in a bathtub, and it's very low, and there's a high border. Again, it should be three tefachim high, but what it sounds like, if there's a, you have the water, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you have the water and you have a boundary, so then it would be okay. Not the swimming part for us, but in general, just putting in the, if somebody makes something float for whatever reason, but... So, Lemaisa, they don't really talk too much about it. Just real quickly to read from the Sefer Oitzer Halachas, he says, Lemaisa, in conjunction with what we said from the Shulchan Aruch, that Hatovel Asmai Benar, again, it's more like a river or a pond type of thing, then again, also Litchayv B'yodav, L'chalav Hatzofim Al P'yamayim. In other words, to moving the dirt back and forth. He said even kagain sa'are, sometimes his hair is in there or pieces of wood or whatever. And kadei l'nakai samayim shari yofim ben nohar aval b'kli. He doesn't even say with the three tefachim like we spoke about last time, but he just says straight up like the Mishnah Berurah, but b'kli in a utensil type of a thing, like a sink or bathtub, something like that. Or b'brecha sheyesh la'safa, when it has a boundary, it has to have a border around it, is mutter chanal le'inyin shita. So it's the same thing like swimming, one would be allowed to. So interesting, the Sefer Oitzer Halachos brings out, if one goes, let's say, in the mikveh, for example, let's say Shabbos morning, whatever, Val Pi Anali says, Yesh Leser Lahatoiv Lem B'mikveh, Lahoshe B'yadeim, Sa'arais, V'kei Samim V'shar Dvarim, Hatzafim Al Panei Amayim. Let's say, for example, a mikveh in general, a regular mikveh doesn't have a border around it. It's just a hole and it's full of water. It's like a pool without a border. So over there, Taki, you have to be careful. Like he says, that one has to be careful not to move around, you know, hair, start clearing out the water from pieces, possibly a little pieces of wood or whatever, of hairs around like that, to start moving it from one side of the water to the other in conjunction with this gazera. He does bring down from the Sefer, from the Ksoisa Shulchan, to be Melamed Chus on those who do it. But be it as it may, the Medina de Shulchan Aruch, one has to be careful with that. And just one more quick thing, he brings down Sefer Lametes Malachis in conjunction with this halacha that sometimes does come up, like we said, in the summertime, included under the restrictions, he says, on swimming, is the prohibition, the iser of the act of floating objects, like we said, the toy boats, logs. Right, a person could let's say take a toy boat and put it into a pond, into a river or something like that, a place where it's obviously safe. But this is taka not allowed to be done. Therefore, a person's vacationing in a bungalow, he says, in a bungalow colony, these type of things in the summer, sometimes in camps, he might come up. Should be aware that it's taka also. Most people don't notice. People have to be aware that it's taka also to place floating objects into a pond on Shabbos. Even it's not a large body of water. Sometimes you have a small pond somewhere outside. There's no border around it outside. Sometimes there's a pond, especially in the up in the country, in camps and so on, and they'll put stuff in it to have it swim, you know, to have this thing swim, a boat, a toy, or whatever the case is, or they'll have, or sometimes somebody wants to clear out the water, so they'll start moving stuff off to the side, so one has to know that is Asur on Shabbos. Not just that, but there's two other issues. The logs itself, lemaisa, are muksa. We're not going to get into the whole issue right now, but that the could be the pieces of woods also, but logs itself would be muksa. In general, let's say people have pieces of wood in the water. That's number one. Number two, even clearing out the water could be running into a problem of boirer. You have dirt in the water, let's say in a mikveh or something like that, and you start pulling out pieces of dirt, they could be running into problems of boirer. You have a body of water pulling out the items. So we're not going to get into all those halachas right now. So one should be aware when it comes to these bodies of water, if they don't have a border around it, and especially like ponds, rivers, these type of things, then one has to be careful with all these inyanim in reference to putting things in there to float, and if something is in there, not to start moving it around in the water. Okay, so we'll end off with that. Just to end off the Sefer Lamentes Melachos, the Sefer Yitzhar Lachos, like we said Vitzarech Sheyi Asofa Gavoyim Min HaKarka Gimel Tfachim Saviv HaBrecha, that it has to be at least three Tfachim high, as far as the border goes. So it's a Tzarech Hiyan and all these other type, like a small swimming pool and these type of things, as far as putting items over there to float. So everybody should look into, if they have such a situation, somebody has such a situation, or they need in the bathtub or whatever, maybe with a small wall or something, to look into whereby if they, for whatever reason, have to have items float in those waters. But just for sure, one thing is for sure, if it's a pool that's in the ground, or like we said, outside pond, river, these type of things, any body of water without any borders around it, all the way around it, at least three tefachim high, putting items in to float there, or just to clear things, items from side to side, is also to do. Also, gezeru, we're afraid one might come to make life preservers. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.